A room full of UW lacrosse staff and students was noticeably calmer yesterday than it was last time Governor Walker released the biennial state budget. But people were just as curious, asking UWL officials and UW System Board of Regents members how the budget will affect them. The most popular question was about pay raises. Under the governor's proposal, UW faculty and staff compensation would be set by the Board of Regents and not the legislature. Board of Regents President Brent Smith says the Regents have been seeking that control for about 30 years.
We were discussing today was in the past. We could say, gee, that's the responsibility of the legislature, the responsibility of some other entity, and now it's our, which is good. Overall, of course, we want that. We want to have that flexibility. We want to be able to do that. But it also has some accountability more for us to have to do that.
Smith says there's $89 million for block grants in the budget that could go towards a variety of UW needs, including compensation. According to the UW system, faculty pay is 18% lower than what's offered at peer institutions. University officials also praised the possible increase in UW funding and the elimination of the tuition cap. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.